The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
Whenever I had blue cheese for the first time, I thought it was just pureed house ants. That's what it tastes like to me.
Hey, why does cheese got ants in it?
What?
Do you want to talk about weird food combinations? Oreos and Cheerwine slaps pretty hard. This week on Flag Time.
I'm not doing anything weird. I'm just adjusting my position in my chair because I'm autistic and I can't find a comfortable position.
I don't even think there's fiber in crackers. Not
welcome,
enough. Anyway.
Welcome to Flag Time, everybody.
I bet Triscuits have a lot of fiber.
This is the Automotive Service Podcast where we talk a lot about not that.
Do Triscuits have fiber in them?
My name is Serrated Mobius.
I bet there is. I bet there's fiber Triscuits.
That's Pixie 2.4.6.
You fucked it up again.
You got Stirworks.
Hey, right here. I'm looking at Marketplace right now, and I got a whole bunch. We were looking at Marketplace before we started recording, and I just found a whole bunch.
That's
of
going
like,
to be bonus really, content.
Really yeah, random.
Check out Patreon for the bonus content on that one. We saw a semen tank.
No yeah, joke. for
I missed
balls.
The semen tank. Are yes, you kidding
you
me?
I'm going to kill myself.
Imagine it's just like an Abrams tank.
No, I'm not.
Like painted white. The cum tank.
Oh my god,
that's something that the Marines would write on the side of a tank.
Like every single time the main gun fires, you just hear ooh woo or something.
All right, you're done. You've been cut off from talking.
You're banned for 1 hour.
I knew that would annoy Sterling.
Hang on, I just got an email. It says I got a login on something that wasn't. Me.
you might want to figure that out.
It happened to me before on the podcast, remember?
Yeah, we spent the entire episode trying to that was like the B plot of that entire show.
Yeah, I know. It was the fucking side quest.
There's one thing that I want to say real quick before we go into any kind of discussion, because we don't have a topic for this episode. I've gotten a lot of messages from a recent episode that has just aired. Bless you. I was talking about the carousel recreation at Summit Point. Apparently, that's on the Shenandoah circuit, not on the Jefferson circuit. However, a lot of people have messaged me, and that has proven to me that has bothered you. Something that you need to know about me is when I figure out something that bothers you, ooh.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing it out of spite. So, while the correct thing is that the carousel is on the Shenandoah circuit, I can just go right back and say that, what was it, the carousel is on the Shenandoah circuit, on Fiji circuit in North Carolina.
Gave him more ammunition when you didn't intend to.
Yeah. I will go full wrong on your ass and just make you uncomfortable. I don't care if you don't listen to us negative. Anymore. Whoa.
You guys remember when I got that second guitar?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
second guitar. Oh my dear god. That's a lot of bubble wrap. Don't
this
suffocate.
Is my life now. The microphone doesn't pick it up either, so it can only probably be heard when I'm fucking talking.
It's actually cutting out your voice.
Interesting. That means the noise is sharp enough where it's actually auto-cutting it.
Yeah. Everything all right, Sterling?
Yeah, I'm just trying to select all images with crosswalks in it. That's which of these images does not have a stop sign in it?
The one with
please
my
please recheck Nina. Your email.
What app is it?
I was going to say, which app do you have a security breach on?
Fucking, I'm in concentration mode.
Okay.
Gotta take all the tisms and put it into one focal point to focus. That didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That made more sense in my head. We need to play video games together.
It's for Twitter.
Yes.
I never use Twitter. But I don't have anything on Twitter either. So it's just like somebody logged in from a Windows computer. It's like, not me. I don't have a Windows computer.
That's the first clue.
That was not me, bro.
Yeah, once Sterling figures out his life, we're going to get into the small talk portion of this episode.
What should be the first game we play on a stream?
It's a good question. Car Mechanic Simulator?
Yeah. Oh
fucking God.
Car Mechanic Simulator.
Does that have multiplayer?
I don't know, but I would have a lot of commentary. I'd be like, a 57 Chevrolet does not have press-in wheel bearings.
Is it made by the same people who did Power Wash Simulator?
No, probably not. I remember I played Car Mechanic Simulator for a little bit in VR, and the first like tutorial section, they have you do just a basic oil change. And the drain plug was on like the side of the oil pan, not like straight down, so it was on the side. And like, it told
that
you
is incorrect.
it told you to put the drain bucket directly underneath the engine, and I'm like, that's not how fluid dynamics work. It's gonna shoot out the side.
It's gonna go that way.
So it wouldn't let me like move the bucket to where the fluid would go in real life. So when I just left it where it was, and I unscrewed it with a fucking impact drill. And all right. I unscrewed it, and the oil was just going straight down from the side exit. I was like,
tell me you've never taken off a drain plug with an impact one time.
No, never.
You've never zipped off an oil drain plug? Well, you work on Mercedes, so it'd
that's
probably blow the drain plug off.
Fucking idea.
You've impacted a fucking drain plug before? I think of you a lot differently now.
I've impacted it off. It was on my own car. I was like, fuck it. This is my only chance to
do it.
Popped it right off. I was like, I can say I did it now.
I don't trust the aluminum that's in Mercedes-Benz oil pans to
withstand that. That I completely understand.
I don't trust aluminum oil pans of any car or any vehicle at all.
My oil pan's not aluminum, so I don't have to fucking worry about that.
Are you all right, Sterling?
Nothing. I'm just going to have a brain hemorrhage. We're good.
This podcast is going to be the end of all three of us.
We're going to be on season 4, and we're all going to have white hair. Stressed.
In 3 years.
Yeah.
So we're just going to do like a wing it one tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be, because I forgot to come up with a topic and post it on the Spotify, post it on the Instagram or Patreon.
I have a note with ideas on it. We could talk about maybe conversation starters.
Sterling writes down notes. That's more than I do.
I got lots of ideas.
Holy good
notes.
God.
Holy fuck.
What?
This is I have a note. It's called Thoughts and Ideas. Uh-huh. I just write down. It's like things when I think about when I'm in the shower, or when I'm just like sitting, or if I have like a random idea in the middle of the fucking night, I'll wake up and I'll write it down on this.
Ooh.
This is like, I got a lot of ideas on here.
See, I go to do that. I'm like, ooh, I should write that down, but it comes in the middle of me doing something, and then I forget to write it down. And then I forget that I had the idea at all, and then it did.
Yeah, I thought of the first few paragraphs of a script for the Ducati Diavel review that I'm 3 years overdue on, and I thought of it, and it was great, and then I fell asleep because I was in bed.
Shit.
Like, yeah, you just like, man, that'd be a great.
That's exactly what happened.
It's a lot of random ones. This is random.
You should like spout videos, some of them off.
It's like ideas for videos and ideas for reels.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like random things.
Make sure if you decide to share one, realize that this episode is probably going to go out 3 weeks after we recorded it. So make that reel in 3 weeks.
Could do that.
Or you can make it now, and then people will be like, that's the reel he made the other day.
But, hey, yo, I had an idea for a sticker that was the NASCAR logo,
mm-hmm.
but it says, I love my wife. Instead of NASCAR.
I wonder if that exists already.
Do you guys know of the Instagram page NASCUM?
Yeah.
No.
That's so fucking funny. That's a good page.
It's a good
They just take like every time when they like the NASCAR announcers say come, just like in any way, they just take and they just like That's it. That's all they do. They just mix it all. They're coming in and they're gonna come and then they cut it off and they go to another clip. It's so
Danny Hamlin
funny.
Coming around turn four. that's just the clip right there. I think there's one where the dude just says like he's coming.
He's coming.
It's only funny out of complete context.
Yeah.
It's like the internet's ruined the word come. It's ruined the word beans.
Beans. Come.
Like, anytime somebody says beans in, like, just a genuine conversation, I lose my mind. Just because that whole thing a couple years ago, just beans being funny for no reason.
Me and the boys at 3 a.m. looking for beans. Looking for
beans. And you get the one that's like, beans. Beans.
Yeah, the internet has ruined us. We are definitely in various levels of brain rot.
I'll be fucking 87 years old. Miller.
Beans.
These are also just ideas I wrote down when I was high. None of them, like, some of them don't make any sense.
The chicken did the two-step while counting to zero while multiplying by the time force of gravity.
Huh? You want to repeat every bit of that? What?
Yeah, I didn't understand.
The point you said some of your things don't make sense, and I just rattled off a bunch of fucking nonsense that didn't
that
make sense.
That was off the dome.
That was off the dome, so no, I cannot fucking repeat it.
Well, it's immortalized in recording, so someone's gonna make a t-shirt out of it. I can already see one of our followers that's on a t-shirt.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
That's literally where we're getting all of our funding from.
Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of all of our episodes from episode 30 onwards. We have three tiers that you can choose from. $3 tier that just lets you see the video episodes outright. A $6 tier that lets you see the video episodes and a bunch of other extra content, including access to our Discord. And a $15 tier that Pixie doesn't think you have the balls to get. $15 a month gets you everything that the $3 and $6 tiers get, including a shout out at the end of the episode. And also a listener interaction exclusive portion of the podcast specifically catered towards you guys. The Flag Time Podcast Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Sterling, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm looking to see if that I Love My Wife and the NASCAR font sticker has ever been created.
I'm waiting for the Mack truck to get my damn tools in because I ordered stuff.
What? Why do you sound like a Transformer?
Huh?
You sound like it's your voice and like a wicked 12-volt hum whenever you talk.
Can
you not hear that?
You did hear that. Try it again.
Is it doing it all the time?
Something in your house is on and making a lot of noise. Like it's a 12-volt hum. There's some electrical interference.
Does it sound electrical or does it just sound like something's on in the background?
No, like touch something that's metal around you and then say something.
Okay. This isn't metal enough.
Does your desk have metal legs?
No.
Does your chair have anything metal on it?
I mean, yes.
Are you grounded?
Yeah, I mean, the desk is not a desk. It's a solid oak bureau on metal legs. Oh.
On metal legs?
Technically, yeah, but there's no way that's moving.
Touch the metal leg.
Just gets electrocuted.
Hey, I'm touching the metal leg. What do you want me to do now?
Okay, you still got the hum.
You might need to restart your mic.
Hold the microphone stand and talk.
Like this.
Oh, it went away.
It went away. Yeah. Say, nope.
What about now? What about now?
It's there. Yep.
Hold
your mic stand again.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
It makes sense because you're not grounded. You got a lot of electricity in the air in your house right
How?
Now.
How? From what? I haven't done anything.
Something. Maybe are the lights in your room, are they fluorescent?
They're the same lights that have been in the background every day that I've been in here.
Oh. Hold the microphone and then talk.
Okay.
Not that part.
Like the wire.
I think I fixed it. Is it better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, this was like a fucking 16th of an inch out of the socket.
Oh.
That'll do it.
It wasn't grounded properly. Ha.
I don't know.
I do know some things about electricity.
You had me thinking like the storm outside was so bad I was gonna get fucking struck by lightning.
I thought you were about to like explode. So
I mean, you just had electrical like AC 12 volt hum interference somewhere. Like it happens a lot when you like if you use a microphone with an ungrounded cable.
Yep.
Which if it doesn't click into that, it's not grounded.
Yeah, I don't know how that
USB microphone.
I have an XLR mic, but it's plugged in properly.
Yeah, it was like fucking. It's just a 16th of an inch gap on the fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, I can't find it. If I can't find a I love my wife sticker in the NASCAR font, so maybe I'll tell.
I guess I gotta make one.
I had a lot of good. I had a lot of like conversation starters from the Facebook Marketplace. Like I will see stuff on Facebook Marketplace and that'll is like related to me, and then I'll just tell like a fucking 40-minute story about something. Because we don't have a topic.
We do not have a topic.
So we could just rant. We could just yap.
Isn't that what we do all the time?
We usually yap around a subject. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Behold. Think we should.
What is that?
It's fuzzy. A bird?
Focus. Focus.
No, it can't focus.
Is it like a mini crocodile? Did you say?
Yeah.
Can't say. It's gonna get bleeped.
Why not? The Australians get away with it.
We're not Australian.
Because means a different thing in English than in Australia.
They speak English. I spit everywhere.
Yeah, they
needed
speak
to
English.
Fucking focus.
You know, there's different versions of English, right? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm trying to get it to focus on the mini crocodile.
Idiot. Check out this fucking 57 Glastron boat. Look at this fucking thing.
What in the hell?
Look at this thing. This thing looks fucking awesome. Boat.
I like the wind noise.
I like it's got fins on it. That's fucking sick.
It's a car, but it's a boat. I get it.
Yeah.
Steering wheel's on the wrong side.
They have a fucking GLK.
That's where boat steering wheels are on all of them.
You're a boat steering wheel.
What is this?
Oh my god.
Antique bar hand carved, 1945. Oh, that's
what was
cool.
That first picture for?
I don't know, but this is fucking awesome. I love that. That makes
so much sense now.
Is that the Blue's Clues chair? Wait, go back up. Fuck you. Go up. It is.
It's a little tiny one.
What chair are you talking about? Why don't I see a chair?
You haven't been looking at the stream?
I am watching the stream. It was stuck on fucking Elon Musk smoking a cigar in the Tesla truck looking like
the best damn steak you've ever had.
Do not believe that one second.
I don't know. It looks pretty fucking good.
It looks good, but I've had a steak that tasted like it was worth $200 before. So
I've been tooling around with smoking steak over the... Oh, it's a smoked steak.
It's like no crust on it. You've got to sear it after you smoke it.
I don't know. It's fucking smoked.
Sauce on it? You don't put sauce on a steak.
It's bacon grease.
All right, I'll accept that.
Slow smoke them for an hour and 45 minutes over mesquite and hickory steaks, so then taken off, reverse seared in bacon and grease. I do 30 seconds on each side. I like my steaks medium rare. I've been doing strictly Angus ribeye cuts, but I can smoke whatever cut you'd like. Price depends on the cost of the cut, but for a 1.5 pound ribeye, pricing of those will be $45. That's a deal. I kind of want to stop next time in Everett. Next time I'm in Everett, I'm going to fucking stop and get some of the steak, one of these fucking steaks from this guy. Because I bet this shit's good. I bet you could eat this shit off the fucking bone in the car.
Probably, yeah.
I haven't had a steak that wasn't cooked by me that was... Wait. I haven't had a steak better than what I can cook from a restaurant.
What the fuck is that? Horse shit?
Horms.
Tire. Horse.
Tire horse.
Oh, it's an ad for tires, but
that's
somebody
a dinosaur.
Keeps putting pictures of.
What the fuck is that?
That looks horrifying.
Okay.
$1,500 Fox body.
Why would you have? Why do you have this?
We're kind of.
How did you get that?
We're kind of fucking over the audio listeners here with this.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I guess we're right. There's a Mariner's turnstile.
I don't know how you even physically fucking acquired that.
Like, did they steal it, you think?
Probably. I mean,
everyone Everybody steals everything in
when
Seattle.
They did destroy the old stadium that they used to be in.
Look at these tunas. Fuck. That looks, that's some crazy looking tuna.
Mm-hmm.
Black and tuna.
All right. Well, we need like a.
I was about to go on a whole ass rant about tuna.
go on a tuna rant.
We could do another God. So, well, why do words leave my brain when I need them?
Tuna. I can relate tuna to automotive stuff. Actually, it makes sense in a second.
How?
So the way tuna, the muscles on tunas work. So tunas have to swim forward or else they'll fucking die.
Thought that was sharks.
A lot of sharks, yeah, but tuna are the same way. But tuna's muscles act kind of like pistons. The gray tendon. I'm pointing at the screen like you can see me. the tendons in the middle. The muscles push and pull on either side of the fucking fish, kind of like pistons, and that's how they can swim so fucking fast.
Mm.
It's just how their muscle fibers work. It's really neat.
What was I gonna say? Your fucking also, tuna. Made my brain explode.
If you don't kill a tuna fast enough when you get it out of the water, it'll actually overheat itself and spoil when it sits there. So you gotta kill it and ice it immediately.
What the fuck was I gonna say?
Gone. My fishing autism ruined his thought.
Burning Man inspired outfit. What the fuck is this?
Imagine going to Burning Man and thinking you're a normal human being.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure Burning Man was fun before it became like a commercial event.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, you know, like being a hippie in the woods and, you know, it's like super fun and like it was.
I think they were in the desert. I think it's the desert, not the. You don't do Burning Man in the fucking woods. You'll set the whole forest on fire.
I don't know where the fuck Burning Man is.
It's in the middle of the desert.
They do it in the desert, but so that they can burn the giant effigy of whatever they've built.
I'm tired.
Same.
I
completely forgot.
Why did my audio do that again? I can't hear y'all whenever the stream goes away. Hold on.
Man, I'm fucking hungry.
Why does it do that?
We don't know, Pixie.
We need conversation starters is what we need.
That's a new thing that happened after fucking...
You guys ever been to Disneyland?
Open up. Every time you close the stream, I lose audio for some reason.
I don't know. That sounds like a me.
It's a Discord thing because Discord updated.
It's a Discord thing. You don't understand.
You don't understand.
Speaking of Jeeps, I worked on an SRT Cherokee and a Trackhawk in one day.
I was trying to see where you fucking got that, and I was like, there it is. Okay.
Don't understand. I learned that the brake rotors on a Trackhawk, they're 400 millimeters, by the way. They are very big, and they cost...
I would hope they're big to stop that fucking thing.
Also, I learned that the front brake rotors on a Trackhawk. I keep calling it a Trailhawk, because the Trailhawk's the V6 one. The Trackhawk brakes are the same brakes that are on the Challenger and the Charger. It's the same fucking brakes. I thought it'd be bigger because it's on a bigger car.
They might as well be on the same fucking chassis because they all weigh damn near the same.
Yeah, because like...
Seven tons. No.
The brake rotors on a Trackhawk are like $1,200 cost per rotor.
God fucking what? Jesus.
Yeah. You know what's fucking stupid, though? Is you see how big the brakes and the calipers are on the Trackhawk?
Yeah.
The fucking TRX pickup truck does not get those brakes. They get worse brakes. They get like normal they get like normal Ram 1500 brakes.
Well, that's Chrysler for you.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. Even when you get the Mammoth 1000 package from Hennessy, they don't upgrade the fucking brakes.
Really?
So you've just got the two piston calipers on the side for the front brakes with with 1,000 horsepower pickup truck.
Hang on, I gotta fucking fact check that. I
sent it in chat a long time ago when I had the TRX in the shop.
Are you sure it was a real TRX?
Yes, it was a Hennessy Mammoth 1000 package. On top of it being a regular TRX. It had a fucking 3.0 Whipple in it.
Wow, they literally do have the two piston brakes. Fuck Dodge, yeah, man. Like, they don't even give a shit about the
it's
people who buy their cars.
It's a fucking 6,000-pound truck with 1,000 wheel horsepower, and you don't think to put brakes on it?
No. Why would they do that? That's stupid.
Like,
a smart car company.
Because Dodge owners use the car in front of them as the braking system. That's...
They're like, I'm gonna just ram up some liberal's ass instead of slowing down. Yeah, my wife and I never have any fun together.
She's seeing other men behind my back, but
no, she's seeing other men right in front of my face.
I like to dress up as Superman and watch sometimes from the closet.
Oh, I dress up like Batman and then I just leave.
And I do crime.
I leave and do crime.
Anyway, the Trackhawk was not as fast as I thought it was going to be.
I mean, it's still quick for a big-ass fucking SUV.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I was like, you know, 700 horsepower is a lot. Its supercharger was really, really loud, though. Like, it's...
That's the whole fucking draw of it. Is, oh, supercharger's loud!
Like, it wasn't really... It wasn't that fast. Like, it was quick, but it wasn't, like...
I mean, it does 0 to 60 in, like, 4.2 seconds or something like that.
It's about as fast as a CLS 550.
It's, like, the same 0 to 60 as a base model Mustang GT.
Yeah.
2018 Trackhawk, 0 to 60 in 3.3 seconds.
Really? Okay, that's a lot faster.
It was a 2018 that I drove. Maybe I just... I mean, I did just a real quick pull in it because it wasn't my car.
Yeah.
I didn't launch it. It might have been in a different mode, too.
You probably didn't have it in track mode.
Probably. I mean, I literally just started it up, and I was driving it to verify a brake noise, and for just a second, I was like, meh. I floored it from, like, 40 to 60.
Okay, then you definitely didn't have it in track mode, because that thing actually fucking hauls ass.
Actually, let me just look. I took a video.
Meh.
I floored it for like two gears.
God damn, that killed Eric for absolutely no fucking reason.
That caught me off guard so bad.
Hey Eric, fucking man.
Is it this one?
I don't know. It reminded me of when on the video of how animals eat their food.
Oh yeah, that old thing.
And runs into the table. Jesus Christ!
Oh, I
sorry.
50, 60. Okay, I went about 70 in it.
My sides have gone into orbit.
Yeah, customer states there's a whining noise. Sounds like a fucking alternator or something. I
don't know. Sounds like a Ford power steering wheel.
Actually, it was in... I floored it, and I went from 30 to 70. That's the poll that I did.
Oh, man.
I'm going to sleep good tonight. God, fuck.
I have one where I basically did the same thing, but in an Audi
R8. Audi R8 is a much faster feeling car than the Trackhawk was. I know the Trackhawk weighs like as much as a school bus.
School bus?
Oh, weighs as much as a school.
Oh.
Whole building.
Whole building. Weighs as much as like a fucking township.
Like, the R8 wasn't as quick as you want it to be because I did an older one, but I floored it for the fucking sound. The fucking sound's awesome.
I love Mr. Regular's review of the R8 when he describes the sound. Because he sounds like me. Like, I've made that noise that he makes before.
The Trackhawk weighs 5,356 pounds.
Yeah, it weighs less than the new M5.
My Roadmaster weighs over 1,000 pounds less than that.
Jesus, and that's a fucking Christ. That's a land yacht.
And that's a much physically larger vehicle.
Have you guys seen the weight of the new M5?
Yeah, it weighs as much as a fucking cruise ship. It weighs more than a forklift.
It weighs more than a fucking SB-4 Dauntless aircraft.
Jesus Christ.
It weighs more than a Ford Econoline 350.
Like a it weighs car, more a than the space van. Shuttle.
Like, what is the point of buying a new M car now? Like, they're all garbage now. Like, they're all so heavy. You're not even manual anymore.
Do people just get them so they could tailgate? Have you ever noticed that BMW is always behind something?
Yeah, because it's fucking slow.
Yeah. Like, I got the fastest car in the world. Why are you tailgating something? Go around, you fast, apparently, ass fuck. Get around them, man. Stop being in second. You suck.
Like, the previous generation M5 was 1,500 pounds lighter or something stupid like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, literally ever since the E39 M5, like, well, actually, you could argue that the E60 M5 is, like, the last real, like M car, because they never made an M7. They've made M versions of the 7 series, and they've made M Sport versions of the 7 series, but they've never made, like, an M7. And that's, like, this a Sport, an M Sport shorty 740IL, like an E38, is, like, such a good car. I don't understand why, like, any BMW executive should just go drive an old BMW and then just be like, what the fuck, these are so much better.
That's like trying to ask a
D out of it. Huh?
That's like trying to ask a current game developer to play the old games and wonder why their current game isn't good.
Yeah, like, because
they just don't fucking play it.
This is the thing, if you ask an executive, if you ask an executive to do something, all they're going to respond with is, does it make the big number go up?
Well, I like Helldivers so much. Helldivers 2 is awesome.
Will it make me money? That's all they're worried about.
Oh, did you guys hear that fucking Hyundai hired an ex-Porsche designer to lead their performance division?
That's awesome. That means that Hyundai's going to kick everyone's ass. I mean, Hyundai is already kicking ass.
You know why?
It's sick.
They have two former BMW performance designers on Hyundai.
Yeah, probably the ones from the good era of BMW.
Yeah, I think it was either 2019 or 2020 when they hired those guys on, and that's when Hyundai's cars just started getting really good.
Can we fact check that?
I mean, there's still, like,
can we find a source? Because I know somebody's going to be like, no.
BMW designer.
Oh my god, could you imagine if we see a mid-engine
Hyundai? Hyundai, BMW, and designer wrong. Albert Bierman and how he transformed Hyundai.
If they bring back the Genesis and make it a mid-engine sports
car. Bierman? Bierman? B-I-E-R-man. Is it Bierman? B-I-E-R-M-A-N-N.
It's German, so I don't know how to pronounce
Albert Bierman is a name that German performance car fans might already recognize from his time at the helm of BMW's M division during their golden era that produced icons like the E46 M3 and E39 M5. So yeah, he was, that's why Hyundai's good, and that's why BMW sucks now. from BMW went to Hyundai and made it good.
And now they got a guy from fucking Porsche.
Porsche.
It's like when Lee Iacocca went to fucking Chrysler back in the early 80s and made all the K cars. Like, those were good little cars back in the day.
Can't wait. I cannot wait to see what Hyundai's going to come up with in the next couple of years. Honestly, I'm kind of excited.
Well, they made that fucking Project N car, the concept that thing is, 74, yeah, that, whatever the fuck it was. That
the N-Vision 74.
That was so fucking cool looking. Like, it looked like a 300ZX, kind of. This shit was fucking dope.
If only hydrogen cars had more.
What the fuck, Sterling?
Nothing. Hang on. Let me. Never mind. Penis and balls disease.
I slammed my penis in the car door.
We need another topic now.
Shit. Have you guys seen the? I posted it on my story. Did you guys see what Gojira did at the Olympics?
Yeah.
That was like the only good part of the fucking ceremony. Listen,
if you guys don't. What are you talking
about?
No, listen. Okay, so before we go into that, because there's a lot of stuff that I don't even know what happened. That's just France. Listen.
Now I understand all the fucking memes about hating France come from.
There's a reason why we only have like three French listeners.
That was incredible.
What was it? So
I was so the whole thing
with Gojira's section of the Olympic opening, they played a metal rendition of a song that was popular during the French Revolution.
Yeah.
On the walls of the former prison that held Marie Antoinette's...
Where she was beheaded.
Yeah. Like,
the red streamers coming off the wall. That was so fucking crazy.
That was the most historically metal thing I had ever seen.
I was just sitting, like, watching the opening ceremony, and then Gojira came out of nowhere. I'm like, what the fuck?
So I had actually seen that Gojira was going to play on the...
I didn't know.
opening ceremony. I just didn't know how they were going to do it. And then they ended up doing, like, this Metalocalypse Death Clock shit. It was fucking great.
It was very, very cool.
That's the only thing that I know about the Olympics right now.
I watched it. I saw the... Lady Gaga did a fantastic presentation. And so did fucking Celine Dion. Celine Dion has finally recovered enough from her autoimmune disease that she had that she you should watch her performance. Like, it brought a tear to my eye. It was fucking crazy. She can sing again. She hasn't been able to sing for a really long time. Oh, wow. She got like a really long standing ovation afterwards because everyone was just like, finally, you're back.
That's cool.
Yeah, and fucking Lady Gaga sang some really cool French songs. That was pretty cool.
A lot of people got their stuff broken into and stolen.
What?
A lot of athletes got their vehicles broken into and a lot of stuff stolen, like, day one.
I don't know about that, but all right.
They have. Shit's been getting stolen from athletes.
So much for... fuck. I was about to burp.
Don't you hate it when a sneeze goes away?
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on that. That's the most infuriating thing in the world to me.
I think it's frustrating because I actually read somewhere that they did a study that the feeling that you get in your nose when you sneeze is like the quarter of an orgasm. So when you...
I've had plenty of those. It does not feel like that at all.
Well, next time you have a sneeze, the French flag. It's very similar. What?
I said, hey guys, look, the French flag.
That's not what that is.
That's not French or a flag.
Let's say this is closer to the French flag than anything else.
I don't have a white. I was making a white flag joke.
I know you were.
I don't have any.
Funny. It's not World War II anymore.
Doesn't have to be.
Never was.
Get your head out of the 40s.
Aw.
Don't.
Let's say like.
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't.
What?
Don't. Don't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about World War II, and we're talking about the 40s. Hey. Don't say it. Hey.
Don't. I'm lost.
No.
I'm just fucking lost. 9/11?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Somebody's selling a beehive on Facebook Marketplace. Why would you sell that? Let's take a train to Auschwitz.
No. Is that what you're talking about?
How many brain cells do you have right now?
-1.
I don't know. I had them this morning. They're gone now.
They were unemployed as of about 20 minutes ago.
I opened the window during the storm and they blew out.
You guys have storms right now?
It's been raining in Texas for like the past week, like every day. It's been really nice, actually. It hasn't gone over 85.
It was 100 and something degrees today. It was great.
It's like 75 today here. It was awesome.
Okay, Pacific Northwest penis.
Sorry, our weather is beautiful and gorgeous.
What did you say, Eric?
What's your favorite Happy Meal toy that you've ever gotten?
The Formula One car, the McLaren Mercedes Formula One car in the 90s.
I don't even remember any of them. I rarely got Happy Meals.
Damn, your parents didn't love you then.
No, it's more of the fact that, like, I'm a big boy. I don't want a Happy Meal.
You want a big kid's meal from Burger King instead. Actually, no,
I might be telling my age here, but remember when Apollo 13 came out, the movie? And Burger King had, like, sections of the Saturn V that you could get and stack on top of each other, and you'd have like this really cheap ass plastic version of the Saturn V.
I think so.
I had the full set. I had the full thing. Nice.
That's pretty sick. I had a full set of the fucking Chevron cars. You remember you go to Chevron and you could buy those little cars that have my
girlfriend's mom collects those.
I used to have all of them. Like even like the special mail order ones. Like like there was a 50s, there was a bunch of 50s car ones. I think there was one of like a 57 like Chevy Bel Air convertible or something.
Yeah.
I had all of them, and then one day my dad donated all of them. And I was like, I'll remember that. I remember when you donated all my toys, Dad.
I remember getting...
Donate your body to a crematorium.
Donate your body to science. Just leave it at that.
I remember getting Megatron toy during one of the Transformers movies, and then I ended up shooting it with a BB gun on purpose.
Oh my god. Only you would do that.
I wanted to see how it would break apart, and it didn't. It was just made like this.
Oh my god, Sterling, you're glowing.
No, I just turned the light on. It's too bright. All right, now it was
made of the most dense fucking plastic known to man. Yeah, it wasn't hollow at all. It was just solid.
I remember getting my first actual airsoft gun when I was in high school. And because, like, at that time, it was like 2008. So Call of Duty 4 and World at War was out at that time.
Linkin Park was the number one band on the radio.
Yeah, right. Played every single day coming home from school. But it's I got my first airsoft gun, and it was an Echo 1 P90.
Oh my god.
So it was like the P90 submachine gun, and I bought the Call of Duty 4 red dot for it. And the first time I fired it, I was like, the only really like major use that it saw was I had a friend over and we tried Red Bull Cola for the first time.
Red Bull Cola?
Yes. It is dog shit. It is the worst like soft drink I had ever tried in my life. And my buddy who was with me, Alex, he was like, what the fuck is this shit? We need to shoot this now. And I was like, I have a P90. And that was the first time he'd seen it too. He almost shat his pants. And
oh my god.
So we went outside with like six fully loaded airsoft magazines full of BBs, and we just shot up Red Bull Cola in the backyard. Why did you bring your gun?
Because this is the only surviving airsoft gun that I still have from
a GoPro mount on it. What the fuck is that?
What? No, it's a bipod.
A what?
Bipod.
A bipod.
Okay, that gives me no information.
It's a sniper rifle.
Dangly legs that you sit on the ground and it stabilizes it.
On the thing and you fucking rest it there.
That's so fucking goofy.
I play hot dogs, horseshoes, and hand grenades. That's my extent of gun knowledge right there.
I almost got shot to death when I was 14 one time.
Out of context, that's fantastic.
So when I was in like middle school, like going into high school, right? Me and my friends did not fucking know any better. And we used to play airsoft at the elementary school because it was just down the street.
Nice. Hell yeah. So I'm guessing like cops showed up.
We did it every time like they would remulch the playground. So there was like this giant mound. Like it was like a fucking 15 foot tall mound of like fresh mulch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we would always play like King of the Hill with it. With like you had two people on top of the thing, and then the rest of them had to assault the hill, right? And then me and my friend were like the first ones there. We were waiting for everybody, and somebody called the cops. So we're just sitting on the ground with airsoft guns, right? And this cop car just fucking peels out on the field, stops in front of us, gun out on the door. Fucking, we were so scared. We fucking dropped on the ground. We were fucking crying and shit. We were fucking scared. And the cop had the fucking gun on us. We got put in the heavy-ass handcuffs and shit.
Damn.
And like, don't you fucking idiots know not to bring toy guns to school? We're like, no, we didn't know.
Shit.
Yeah, you're not like supposed to do that. I don't know if you know that.
That's how I fucking learned. I was like 14 or 15 when it happened.
Me and the friends that I had when I was a kid, we just threw dirt clods at each other. That was
or like fucking wadded up socks or some shit.
Like they were building an apartment complex in this giant field next to our neighborhood. And when they were breaking ground on it, it just created these giant, like fist size dirt clods, basically. And we just fucking chucked them at each other like baseballs.
Fucking hurt, like bruised each other with them.
Yeah. So we did. I grew up in the 90s.
My parents and I, me and my brother and my mom, we would have, we would take all the socks and we'd, when they were clean, and then we would wad them all up and like balls and we'd throw them at each other and we'd like make like pillow forts and throw fucking socks at each other. We call it sock wars. It's so fucking fun. New parents out there, if you ever need like a cheap way to have like combat in your house, sock war. Take your socks, fold them up so they're a little ball, and just you could fucking
nowadays kids want those like gel blasters.
This shit's free because you already have socks. If you're poor, it's fun.
I just used to beat the shit out of my siblings with pillows.
I had the fucking...
My siblings and my parents loved. We all loved each other. We're good. We didn't have to beat each other.
We did too. That's how we show love. We beat the shit out of each other.
Remember those giant inflatable beach ball things?
Hulk hands! Sock and boppers.
Sock and boppers. Yeah, those. Those created whiplash, my guy.
Yeah, I never had that.
I was a fucking demon with those because all my friends had them. We bring them to school and beat the shit out of each other at recess.
Oh my fucking god!
And then we had to stop because some kid, I think, got knocked unconscious. Actually,
yeah. That's what happens when you punch him in the fucking face.
Fucking Timmy got hit with a mean left hook and
cold. You punch it and fucking hit his head on the ground.
That's what happens when you get hit with an overinflated beach ball. It's like
that's probably why he had a seizure.
Damn, that's probably incriminating. You probably shouldn't say that.
Brain damage.
It was elementary school.
Doesn't matter. People can come back and fucking sue someone for some shit they got them injured. Statue of limitations.
Man, that hour went by really fast. We have 10 minutes left.
Corn dog in my ass. What?
I got a corn dog today. It was really good.
Same one?
Yeah, I hope it wasn't. It was really good.
Yeah, I just threw it all the way to Washington when I was done with it.
NORAD is tracking a corn dog going Mach 57.
Sterling just finds a corn dog on the ground. Oh wow, I was hungry.
God damn, this is a man. I need a boat.
That's random. I'm the one that needs the boat. I go fishing all the time.
There's a free 50-foot 1989 Ocean Alexander boat in Bellingham Bay right now that's free.
Is it floating?
Yeah.
Can you tow it with the Roadmaster?
I mean, it's a 40-foot... It's a 50-foot boat, so probably not.
You definitely can't tow it with a Roadmaster. All you need to do is buy a high boy, and then you can tow the fucking boat.
89 Ocean Alexander, pilot house, 50-foot boat, twin diesel, 410 horsepower. Engines are not running. The only damage is a water leak from the bridge. No hull damage. Located Sandy Point.
Hull damage. It leaks water.
Man, it's nice, though.
I never thought about boats having diesel engines on them.
What? That's a very common thing.
Not over here. Not from what I'm used to. It's usually 4-stroke or 2-stroke.
A lot of boats here have inboard diesels.
Imagine if a cruise ship had a 2-stroke engine.
Oh my fucking god.
Our ferries have diesel engines. Actually, our ferries have hybrid electric diesel engines, which is crazy. They're super cool.
I'm waiting for when giant commercial ships like that get fucking nuclear power, like the goddamn aircraft carriers do. That'd cut a lot of emissions down, honestly.
Until it explodes.
Why would it explode?
Nuclear meltdown at sea.
I don't think that's ever happened to a nuclear powered ship from the U.S. If I'm not mistaken,
it probably won't either.
But it's happened to a Russian ship.
It happened to Russia.
No, it happened to Ukraine.
Was Ukraine a thing in the 80s? Okay.
Yeah, that's where fucking.
When was the fall of the USSR? Is my history bad? Probably.
I didn't pay attention in school at all. I don't fucking know anything.
What's the
all thing I know is mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
I just lost knowledge. What was the name of the fucking facility that melted down?
Chernobyl.
Mini Cooper S.
Chernobyl. Yeah, Chernobyl's in Ukraine.
Yeah, modern day Ukraine.
So Mini Cooper S hood for $200. It's kind of cool. Well.
Ukraine was founded in August 24th, 1991.
Oh. When did Chernobyl happen, though?
Like the 80s.
Anyway.
Yeah, 26th of April, 1986.
Cool, I didn't know that.
Studio one bath apartment for $549,000. What the fuck?
I thought you were going to say $549 a month.
It was part of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic, abbreviated as Ukrainian SSR, also known as Soviet Ukraine.
In Soviet Ukraine, Chernobyl happened, and it was bad.
If it was the Ukraine SSR, wouldn't that also still be technically USSR?
No, it was the
penis.
It was one of the constituent republics of the Soviet Union from 1922 until 1991.
Didn't know that.
So it was not Russia entirely. It was not the Soviet Union.
Why do I have so many honey ads?
Was Bofum. Because you went on two honey forums, that's why.
Both of these.
Both of these countries. Towers.
Oh my god.
Somebody get me a plane.
Oh my god, shut the fuck up. Here's a chop suey chow mein sign.
What the fuck is this show, man?
From the 1950s.
Chop suey, I love that song.
Yeah, same. Where angels deserve to die.
Wake up, grab a brush and put on a little makeup. Hide the scars that fade away the shakeup. You ever heard the Richard Cheese version of that song?
Yeah.
Richard Cheese?
You ever heard of Richard Cheese?
No.
Richard Cheese sings in like a Frank Sinatra kind of style.
He is a lounge singer, is in a lounge band with who are his bandmates? Bobby Ricotta.
Damn it, Ricotta.
Bobby Ricotta.
Oh, that's
Bobby Cheese.
Fuck, who are the band members?
The cheese motif has made itself known.
Richard Cheese, like you get it. It's a play on where it's like Dick Cheese. Bobby Ricotta, Frank Fetta, Billy Blue.
They're all named that's after it. Fucking cheese.
Yeah, and then they're a lounge group that sings like popular songs in a lounge style, like they have people equal shit, and it's
do they have a WAP cover?
They have a cover of fucking everything.
I have to listen to the.
Speaking of blue cheese, can I level with you guys real quick? Look at me in the eyes, Patreon members. I need to tell you something about blue cheese. If you ever
blue cheese has mold in it.
If you ever see if you ever see a black house ant in your house. Squish it with your fingers and then smell your fingers. You smell that? It smells exactly like blue cheese. That's the first time I ever smelt that smell. So whenever I had blue cheese for the first time, I thought it was just pureed house ants. That's what it tastes like to me.
Hey, why does cheese got ants in it?
What?
Dan, you made Sterling take his glasses off. You made Sterling take his glasses off to hear you better. Jesus Christ.
The fuck? What?
Apparently house ants, the black ones, smell like blue cheese if you squish them.
Why do you know that?
Because I squished a house ant when I was a teenager with my hands, and then it had an odor. I went to go wash my hands to get the odor away, and then I tried blue cheese a short time later, and I'm like, this smells exactly like the fucking ant.
Bro, what the fuck?
Is it the blue cheese, or did the scent from the ant linger?
What do you mean?
Did you just squish a fucking radioactive ant from Fallout?
No.
I don't, I don't think I've ever squished an ant that made that had a distinct scent to it.
These ones did, and blue cheese is forever ruined for me. It's just pureed house ants to me.
Maybe that one ant ate a lot of that blue cheese before you crushed it.
No. It's I went to go test it later when we had another infestation of ants for some reason, and they still smelled like blue cheese. So.
What came first, the ants or the blue cheese?
For me, the ants.
Get in my house.
What?
I don't know. I heard the door.
The fucking noise. Hat with the microphone.
Barbara, is that you?
Barbara, bring the damn Corvette back. I'm tired of paying my Corvette loan bill and not having a damn Corvette. Give me my Corvette back, please. I'll even let you see Timmy 3 days a week.
Stop telling people I'm dead.
Blue cheese has mold in it.
Can we trade? Give me the Corvette. I'll give you the kid.
Blue cheese has mold in it.
Yes.
Do you get that reference?
No.
Blue cheese has mold in it.
There used to be an old Facebook thread that was like, what is the best salad dressing choice? And somebody said, Ken's Steakhouse blue cheese dressing. And this person replied, blue cheese has mold in it. And then another person replied, blue cheese. And then the same person replied, blue cheese has mold in it. Different person said blue cheese. And then they said, blue cheese has mold in it. Ranch is good. Blue cheese. There is mold in blue cheese. Gross.
Yeah, I love it. The audio version.
It depends
version
a lot
of
what
hilarious.
Kind of salad I put it on. Imagine raspberry tastes good with chicken or turkey. There's a bug on my computer.
Squish it. See if it smells like blue cheese.
There, that's the way it's gone. Oh, there you go. No, it does not. Raspberry tastes good with chicken or turkey, nuts or seeds and fruit, while chunky blue cheese might be yummy with tuna, perhaps. Personally, I like a honey mustard dressing. And that same person said, oh, you like chunky mold dressing, huh? Blue cheese has mold in it. So every time somebody talks about blue cheese, I just have to.
Yeah.
I have the obligation just to say blue cheese has mold in it because of this stupid fucking meme.
I also do that and people get really tired of it really fast.
Blue cheese has mold in it.
Well, that's why you gotta blow their brains out with the fucking ant fact.
You're so, like, hey, ants are blue cheese. Did you know that? Ants are made out of blue cheese and vice versa.
When we get wings sometimes at work and the one of my coworkers gets them with blue cheese, and I'll be like,
"Oh,
I'm gonna be like, hey, food. I'm like, hey, you know, you got mold on those wings now, right?"
And he's like, "Shut the fuck up!"
Yeah, that's basically what I do. I get right up in his fucking ear, say, "You got mold in that blue cheese."
Hey man,
and he's like, "Get the fuck away from me, so I can eat my damn chicken."
Mold.
I was drinking a chicken. Speaking of chicken, they're building a Jollibee next. No, they're building a Bojangles next to my house, near my house, and I'm excited.
How is Jollibee? Because we just got one built next to the dealership.
Jollibee
I don't know what either of you are talking about.
Jollibee is arguably the best fast food fried chicken in the country.
Ooh, okay. I might have to try that then.
That and Bojangles are kind of fucking neck and neck.
You know what fried chicken is way better than it should? It's like Safeway fried chicken. Like a regular
I've never been
Safeway
to a Safeway
grocery store fried chicken. Even like Walmart fried chicken's pretty good.
If you ever see a Royal Farms, if you ever go to the northeastern U.S. and you see a Royal Farms gas station, get some fried chicken from there. It's pretty fucking good.
I went to a new breakfast place this morning after the gym because my friend was in town. So we went to the gym, went and got breakfast. There was this new breakfast place, and it was like I got like a, it was like a fried chicken and maple biscuit sandwich thing. It was really good, and
they have those at Wendy's.
It's not like that at all. It's like comparing the Wendy's one to this one, I would shoot you in the face. That's how different those two sandwiches are. Completely taken away by how good the fried chicken by itself was from this fucking breakfast place. It was incredible because it was fucking moist and crunchy from the breading at the same time. And I'm like, why does nobody end up fucking able to do this? This isn't even a fried chicken place and they can do chicken good. I don't get it.
Man, I haven't been to a Red Lobster in a long time.
It's because they're all fucking closing down because they're going bankrupt again.
Yeah.
Scrapple is a meat pudding made from pork scraps, cornmeal, and spices. It's one of the worst things I've ever had in my life. Just saying that. I'm just throwing that out there.
What?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like it has mold in it.
It probably did. It's not great. Anyway, that was this episode of Flag Time.
Did we talk about cars at all? We should talk about little. We should have like one.
Well,
car
no, we did I talk about cars.
Did we?
I talked episode. About we how a tuna has piston like muscles.
You talked about a track hawk and you made me laugh for like a minute straight. So like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Word.
Anyway, I have to.
Well, I'm gonna go eat Chinese food.
Hell yeah! I'll do that after I read all of our premium members names off of our Patreon. These are people who give us way too much money. I want to say thank you to Aaron Alexander, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Ben, Chat Ged Mango, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newby, DMAC Yeet, Ellis Chato, Eric. Firestone 512, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Howl, Hayden Veals, Jaden Schoonover, Jamie BH 911, Jan Hankey, JJ the Tech, John Montague, Kai Dustpan, Kim Ragsdale, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cars, Assumus, Mad Mike, Mad Max 5, Masonite 500, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mike O'Connor, Mississippi King, Mojo Nixon Gaming, Mopar 1966, Nathan Tobe, Nicholas Reach, I'm just saying Reach from now on. Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Keegon John, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Spooky Sprouts, Steve Henriquez, Tagarung, The Big Maple, Vubula, William Martin, Zane Cat Eye, Elysium Darkness, and Meep But in Japanese. Thank you guys for your support of this fucking dumbass show.
Hey, and I have an announcement to make.
Yes.
Blue cheese has mold in it.
No. Jack, I'm talking to you.
Oh, boy.
Jack, stop messaging me every fucking 15 minutes. I will get to your message. Leave me alone. Stop it. Holy fucking shit. Anyway.
Blue cheese, you heard it here first. Thank you for listening to Flag Time, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, everybody.
Be patient, Jack.